As U.S. Wheat Associates President Vince Peterson often says, at any given hour of the day, there is someone, somewhere, talking about the quality, reliability, and value of U.S. wheat. Here are just some of the ways U.S. wheat was working in June and July to promote all six classes of U.S. wheat in an ever more complex world grain market. Pandemic restrictions to movement and gatherings continue in the People's Republic of China and have compelled a greater reliance on remote delivery systems. U.S. Wheat Beijing now offers a suite of regular programming made up of translations from the U.S. Wheat Price Report, crop updates, and monthly supply and demand presentations. By adapting as many materials as possible to deliver remotely or online, U.S. Wheat Beijing is able to keep U.S. Wheat technical support, trade service, and U.S. Wheat quality information flowing to China's flour millers. In June, U.S. Wheat Seoul conducted a noodle flour development short course with the expert staff at the Wheat Marketing Center in Portland, Oregon. The team included noodle processors and milling quality specialists from Korea. They made 34 distinct types of general ramen and non-fried ramen noodles using various blends of U.S. wheat and Australian wheat flour. As a result of the general ramen test, these customers concluded that U.S. flour could be increased in a blend with Australian flour and maintain acceptable appearance and texture. A benefit to both U.S. wheat and its customers from pandemic travel restrictions is the ability to reach a lot more customers in a single online activity. In June, U.S. Wheat Santiago was able to share a detailed, up-to-date look at the 2022-23 U.S. hard red winter and soft red winter crops, then being harvested, to 138 customers from 85 different companies in the South American region. Justin Gilpin, CEO of the Kansas Wheat Commission, reported on the progress and quality of the hard red winter wheat crop, while wheat farmer and past U.S. Wheat Chairman Jason Scott represented the Maryland Grain Producers Utilization Board and gave the soft red winter wheat update. U.S. Wheat Santiago reports that there was active participation in the question and answer session and that those customers now have the added confidence that these crops will offer excellent flour and functional characteristics. These are just a few of the ways that U.S. Wheat Associates, the industry's export market development organization, works with wheat buyers, millers, bakers, food processors, and government officials in more than 100 countries around the world to promote the reliability, quality, and value of all six U.S. wheat classes. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.